Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Tyler. Penguins have the 11th and 12th picks in the draft. Does anybody in this room know the last time the Penguins had two picks in the top 10 limits? Wrong.
I think Tyler? I do.
It's got to be like 06, 07.
I think it was 05.
Was it the Olimata draft?
No, it was the Sidney Crosby draft, wasn't it?
It was the Derek.
They had,
no, go ahead.
Didn't they have a snake draft? I remember that at one point. One of those snake drafts that we often do here.
Let me check on this because no, they did not. The only
and when
other
I say
time,
back to back, I'm talking about last in one round, first in the next.
Let me phrase it this way. I may have phrased it improperly. The last time the Penguins had two picks in the top 12 of a draft was when?
Well, that's different. You said top 12 of a draft. If you said back to back picks, then I bet you if you look at 2005, you'll see
they
that.
Did have Pouliot and Mata. Were but the last right. time they had two picks in the top 12 was when? Bob?
1990?
Wrong. Limits?
I gave my guess. Well, I thought it was the Pouliot-Mata draft.
Give another guess.
2000.
Wrong. Tyler?
1999.
Just keep going back.
Wrong.
1974.
Deeper? What?
Later?
Earlier.
Now we're playing The Price is Right. Higher or lower?
1984.
Oh. And that was the only time they took some guy named Mario Lemieux first and Doug Bodger. Now,
that's
technically,
right.
Their first year in the league as an expansion.
There was another
they
first round pick in there.
Picks.
Do you know who it was in that same draft?
Bélanger.
Roger Bélanger.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. Very good, Bob. So, what should they do? People like Josh Yowie are encouraging them to move up in the draft and get a premium player, or should they just keep those two picks, or should they package them and use them some other way to make a deal to improve their team or improve their future? What would Tyler Kennedy do?
It all depends how deep this rebuild is. Because if the rebuild's deep and they don't want to start winning a little bit, you move up in the draft and you go as high as possible. Or you sell those two for a high draft pick in 26, 27 draft, where that talent level is very good next year for that draft. I think,
right.
But you know, there's a lot of different ways you can go about this. I think maybe trade a first rounder for a player somewhere out there so we can start addressing some of the weaknesses on the Penguins and then keep one.
What would you do, Bob?
I would probably just keep both because I don't know how much, I don't know what it would take in the NHL to move up to a spot where you're thinking of. And I also don't know, again, full transparency, most of these guys I don't know much about. Do you?
No. I don't even know half the people making the picks don't seem to know much about them. It's really hard to make it as a pick.
I would probably keep
hockey.
Both unless I can convince someone and you may have to throw in another player that they like to move up that high. If you have that strong of a feeling about someone in the top five that you wouldn't want to get.
Well, I agree with Yowie.
The
Penguins are accumulating assets. They're starting to have some pretty good young players. They've got bunches of picks coming, but you win with stars. Now, I don't know. If you move up to the third pick, is there a star player available in this draft? If there is, then I'm willing to take a chance on a star because I think they're going to have plenty of young talent rolling in here in the next few years. But if you have that without the stars, you don't have much.
You need stars. You need one or two guys, one on the back end and one on the front end, that's your legit star.
Yeah.
And it could be even maybe two stars, two centermen that you roll back to back. I think having two elite top lines is a huge, huge advantage over every other team. When we played, you know, everyone would take on Sidney Crosby, best D, and then we'd come back with Evgeny Malkin. Right. Like that's, you can't beat that. Then you look at the Florida Panthers. They're coming back with three lines. You know, it's you're not going to beat that. So
I remember Tom Fitzgerald. You like him? I love that guy.
Fitzy's awesome.
Talking to him when him and Ray Shearer went to the Devils. We were actually talking about the drafting of Brian Rust, but they were starting to build a nice team. And I'm like, you know, how far do you guys contend? Like, what's the difference between you and these Penguins teams that you guys had? He's like, we have a lot of young talent, Joe. You know what we don't have? Those two blank blanks at the top of our lineup. We don't have Sid and Gino. And neither did anybody else.
Yeah.
That's what you had over everybody else.
It's hard to come up with those kind of people.
Yeah,
that's like winning the lottery, right?
When literally, they won the lottery.
Like generational players like that.
And then you add Stahl as your third line center.
But when you think of the years before that, I wasn't here, but it seemed like the Penguins were pretty dark around here.
Oh, yeah.
Playing for the Penguins.
Oh, it was dark.
Right.
You know, like that. You have to go through some dark years to get to the promised land. And
you got to have those top two, three, four picks. And I agree with Yoey. If this is a way to get him, and if there's somebody available you think can be not Crosby or Malkin, but a star player, go get him.
It's so tough, though, because playing junior hockey or playing college hockey, I think college is a little bit easier. But when you transfer to the NHL game, it's just a different game. And that's why some guys work out, some guys don't. And that's why you find guys later in the draft that become stars, because they're more built for the NHL. They're built for, you know, that pro hockey. So it's tough to really build a team through draft picks.
Yeah.
I think
even the Panthers were built that. They only have four draft picks.
Exactly. When you see how many first rounders they got from other teams, it's like what he did there was unreal. From
I know.
Just getting the two guys at the deadline with Jones and Marchand, and then getting Tkachuk, getting Bennett. Yeah,
they're brilliant in how they put together that team and what they added to.
They're structured for the next 3 years. They can win it for the next two or three years.
Would you bet on that?
No.
I wouldn't either. I think it's hard to do it.
You run out of gas.
At some point.
Unless you start changing the team around. Unless you reload half the team to get fresh guys in there. I think it's a bad move to re-sign Bennett.
Mm.
You do.
I think Bennett does so well there because he's not the front line guy. And I think he is a guy that's a piece of the puzzle that no one really looks at. When you look at that team, you're looking at Barkov, you're looking at Verhaeghe, you're looking at those guys. Sam Bennett, yeah, he made a huge impact, but he only had 50 points this year. Sometimes he got red hot at the right time, and now he's going to sign a huge contract for a long time. I can almost guarantee he's not going to live up to the expectations.
He picked the right time to be a free agent.
Red hot at the right time. But again, I don't think.
Would you take him if you were the Penguins? Not that they will, but I'm just saying, hypothetically, he's available for anyone, really.
It depends at the right cost. I wouldn't pay him more than $7 or $8 million. I don't think he's that kind of player.
He is the kind of player who can add to your core.
Top six, for
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely, and make a difference.
But he ain't getting that many points on the Penguins, right? He's not putting up those points on the Penguins, especially in playoffs. You go to a playoff team, if you put him on Edmonton, if you change Draisaitl and Bennett, it's a completely different Sam Bennett, in my opinion. Yes, he's still going to run around. He's still going to hit. But I would think his goal production's cut in a quarter. I think the team around him made him look really good. He was in the right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Situation, like you said, he got red hot at the right time, and he's built for playoff hockey, but he's also built with the right team around him.
In a different sort of way. It reminds me of Robbie Brown playing with Mario and how he cashed in on playing. But there's a lot to be said for finishing plays, and he know how to do it.
Yeah.
Warren Young. When Warren Young played, he made money because of Mario. They all should give Mario a big chunk of change and say, hey, thank you. You helped me raise this amount of money that I would never have gotten.
Well, just think of like Chris Kunitz, Pascal Dupuis.
Yeah. Like Crosby, right?
Like, I play with Cooney. What a great player. Just always in the right spot, made the right plays. But Chris Kunitz was on Team Canada. And I don't think it was because Chris Kunitz was like one of the best players. I just think he played so well with Sidney Crosby. He had a great finish. And then Pascal with Dupuis. Like, Dupuis was like a third and fourth line guy with me. And then he figured out how to play with Sidney Crosby, which was the hardest thing to do. And what was his last deal? It was like $4.5 million for like 4 or 5 years.
Right.
Like, you know, even Gensel. But Gensel proved to everyone that he can play without Sid, especially. But Gensel, he's playing with Kucherov too. It's having those guys that are able to play off those elite players and have a finish.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Brian Rust's no movement clause expires on, what is it, 6 days from now? Something like that. Expires. So let me ask you this, Tyler Kennedy. Is Rust more valuable to this Penguin team as a leader and a really good player as they move into their sort of new stage? Or is he more valuable as a trade chip? I see a couple people have suggested, what would it be like if the Penguins traded him to the Buffalo Sabres for J.J. Paterka, for example? Who
didn't he just get moved?
Did he?
I thought he got traded. Yep.
Did he already? Yep. Where?
Where'd he go?
To Utah.
Yes.
When did that happen, Bob?
Today, yesterday. I thought. It was late last night or some.
Holy yeah. Bird milk.
Yeah, Paterka's a good player, and he's going to be good with. Is it Logan Cooley out there? That's a pretty
good. Take him off the board then. But
I get your point.
Let him serve as an example. Is Rust more valuable here or as a trade chip?
He's so much more valuable here.
Yeah?
Yeah, just he's been around. You see his point production. Like if the one thing knock against him, everything else is so unbelievable, but he's hurt. You know, he skates so fast, I feel like he gets hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But when you look at his production and you see his price tag, like he skates scoring 35 goals. He's probably going to hit 40 this year, right? I think he had 38 goals this year. Like, he's a top goal. Like, when you have a guy like that that can secure that top winger spot, you got to keep him. And then when you see he's been mentored with Sidney Crosby, Genny Malkin, all those guys for so long, I think guys like that keep the tradition, keep the standard going. You have to keep a guy like Brian Rust. And when's the last time a guy from Buffalo went to another team? Well, actually, Eichel did. But a guy that was like on a losing team then went to a different team and like lit it up. It's that losing culture. Brian Rust is a Penguin through and through. I would never get rid of Brian Rust. I love the way he plays. I think he's a big piece of the puzzle. He's getting better every year. I think there's some other issues they have to solve. Like, I think the biggest issue with the Penguins right now, don't you think we have to solve the goaltender issue?
That and the Erik Karlsson, issue.
Karlsson has a $5 million bonus coming up, I think, if I saw this correctly.
Does he?
July 1st.
2 more years at $20 million or so for the Penguins. Right. That's their responsibility. They're going to have to keep some money, but it's time to trade him. What do you think should happen with the goalies then? Who do you think will be the goalie on opening night?
I'm going to say Tristan Jarry.
Yeah, me too.
Really? I think the Penguins are going into the training camp with an open mind of like, this is going to be a dogfight to see who's going to win the top spot. Like, it should be like that. Like, the top two guys, they haven't proved that they're legit starting goalies or that they can compete at a consistent level in the NHL. Like, I think Mershoff should have an opportunity to see what he has. Like, I would play the wheels off him.
He's the most intriguing guy
by far
to me.
And even, like, he's a good goalie, but just hearing what, like, the Wheeling coach and all those guys talk about how he battles and how he doesn't let goals, like, affect him, like, I think that's huge. But, again, we have 2 first-round picks. Would you trade those 2 first-round picks for a legit good young goalie? I would consider it.
You don't think that Mirashov fits into that category as a prospect?
But if you can find a goalie...
You mean one who's already somewhat established?
Already established. You're going to run with him for, you know, 5 to 6 years, and then Mirashov is going to learn off him, and then he steps in. Like, look at the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers did so well because how good was Bobrovsky? Bobrovsky was the best goal. He's the best goalie in the league, I think. And he's consistent. He never lets those goals that change momentum. Like, you need a goalie. That's, you always start when you're building a team, you start with defense first. And you want to make sure you have a good defense. And then before that, it's a goalie. You need to have a goalie. We had Fleury. We had Murray. You know, guys that would not lose a game because of a weak goal. So that's a big... There's going to be some decisions made on the goalie situation because something has to happen. We can't just keep going. We can't lead the league with first shot, first goal this year.
No, they did last year.
That's unacceptable. What's that?
They did last year.
I know. It's almost 2 years in a row. That's unacceptable.
It's amazing.
It's a deflator. Can't have it.
Oh,
Tyler, we appreciate the time today. It's time to run along. I hope the wrist gets better. Hope we're out there on the golf course very soon.
Are you on the disabled list with golf?
Yeah, disabled. Yep. Know what I've been doing? I practice with one hand. They say if you want to learn to get better at golf, you do the top hand. You just learn the form because your top hand is the power, right? Mm-hmm. Your bottom hand, I don't want to say too much around.
Is the top hand the power or the bottom hand is the power?
No, it's the left.
Yeah,
if you're a right-hand golfer, it's your left hand to come down and through. If you can do it one-handed, it does help your flow.
And the bottom's the accuracy where it doesn't fall off.
Do you think
The right hand should be along for the ride.
Yes.
Do you think I'm going to play well today, Bob?
If you allow yourself to.
I'm going
free
to
yourself.
This is my
#starting free Joe Starkey's mind.
This is my starting
free
ball today.
Free Joe Starkey's
this
mind.
This ball right here. He went through the rigors yesterday at Valley Brook.
Look at that. He's already bringing up negativity. That's your thing.
No,
he
played well.
Negativity
this guy played
when
well
it comes
yesterday.
To golf.
He's my starter today.
You're giving credit to the ball, not yourself. Again, a weak-minded approach. You have to think about yourself. That ball has nothing to do with success. It's you that drives the ball into the hole.
Look at the grass stains on him, Bob. He went out there and battled.
You got to go at least three holes, 1, 2, 3 with your driver, just to keep me and Bob happy.
Thank you, Tyler. Thank you. That's Tyler Kennedy.
Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.